the last day in the desert, and it has thrown everything at us. Heat, rattlesnakes, long water carries, brutal climbs. But we are about 20 miles to Kennedy Meadows in the beginning of the Sierras. And Honeystocks will be getting off trail for a month. And I'll hike off into the mountains.
Welcome to Through.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm walking down a dirt road to a water source right now. And I just want to be candid about what's been on my mind. Of course, this thing that I have going with Honeystocks.
He works
for Big Mountain
for
Lion.
Big Mountain Lion. Shut up. Why so funny? Sometimes you make the joke that I want to make.
No.
And like, it's kind of annoying.
No.
I think the summary of it is that I really like her. And I think I'm just worried about getting hurt.
Is your headlamp on?
No.
Is it because mine is so powerful and strong and good?
No, it's because it's bright enough now. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, it is because of that. Yours is so powerful and strong and good, and you're doing such a great job with it.
You,
Well, you know,
taken you 600 miles.
to compliment your headlamp?
1,000 kilometers.
Just start to worry that I'm doing too much, which is funny because by worrying I probably am. But I start to overthink that, you know, she wants space and I'm not giving it to her. I start to have like play out in my head scenarios that make me jealous. And that gets pretty intense. I'm gonna start to wonder what will become of it. And again, the best thing to do in this situation, we've talked about this, is no expectations and just be present. And I try, but it's hard. I think the problem is that I really like her. She's great.
I saw a bunny the size of a tennis ball. That's how big he was.
Round.
He was so round. And he was just doing his little bunny nose. I threw up.
And so I think I form attachments quickly. I'm a Scorpio, whatever that means.
I haven't seen the bunny, so I don't believe you. I don't believe it exists till I see it. No bunny is the size of a tennis ball.
This bunny was the size of a tennis ball.
You're crying.
Nuh-uh. Yeah, I am. So?
But I had a conversation with her last night and just said, you know, I worry that I'm detracting from your ability to have alone time. And I think it's important to have a balance. I mean, we just see so much of each other that I do worry about burning her out. But at the same time, I think I just need to cool it and be cool. Practice letting go. I'm trying to do that. And enjoy the good moments, because anytime you sign up for this type of joy, you sign up for the other side of the coin, which is pain. think I just need to embrace that. And maybe there's a lot more joy ahead.
These are for, I got you a bath bomb egg. There's a dinosaur inside. So that's for you.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. It's this, because I was hungry. Brownie peanut. These, because I was hungry. This, because it's not ibuprofen.
What are
it was $2.
What are this and these? Say it out loud.
Oh, dark Reese's. This doesn't translate well for radio.
But, you know, at the same time, we talked yesterday, and she said, you know, if I need alone time, I'll tell you. And I'm like, yeah, I need to trust other adult people to set their own boundaries and tell me what they need. So,
sparkly blue bathing suit. More beads. Sunglasses that are incredibly important.
What kind of sunglasses are they?
They are sporty, fast, yell at my significant other in public sunglasses. So... but we're going to rename those. I'm reappropriating those.
Through is sponsored by AG1, the daily foundational nutrition supplement that supports whole body health. I gave AG1 a try because, I won't lie to you, I'm skeptical when it comes to most supplements. But I still believe there are good ones out there that work and offer value and contribute positively to my health. I drink AG1 first thing in the morning before getting my mandatory walk in the daylight, and it makes me feel clean and nourished and like I'm doing something good for myself. And at this point, it's become fully integrated into my morning routine, and I'm not changing it anytime soon. And because it's a daily non-negotiable, the fact that it's delivered monthly removes even more friction from my life. Also, I can confirm it actually tastes good, which is a major plus in the supplement space. So the golden question, what's in it? AG1 is made with 75 super high-quality vitamins, minerals, and whole food-sourced ingredients and can improve your mood, immune system, sleep, energy levels, and maybe most notably, your gut health. If you want to take ownership of your health, try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/through. Check it out.
That's where we're at. I mean, I think I'm to the point, this is just how I get, or I'll take any dose of her I can get. I mean, she said the same thing to me at one point. She just said, like, I can be a lot really fast, and these kinds of things start. She said that about herself. And that was actually really refreshing, because I was like, oh, we're worried about similar things, because me too. And, you know, I told her, like, she said, same for me, you know, if you need alone time, you take it too. And I said, you know, really, I want to be around you, and every once in a while, I want a few minutes to walk ahead and play guitar, or, you know, play guitar at camp, and just have some time to myself, but... other than that, I'm good. And it was like, cool. I think this is a non-issue. That's kind of how that conversation went. And yet here I am, still being like, what thoughts are you secretly having that I don't know? I don't know. I think it's a normal part of a new and nebulous relationship thing, especially out here. It's on trail, romances are different.
And you're about to leave.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye,
suckers.
Enjoy the mountains, idiots.
Fucking nerds.
Yeah, I got the best part. I did the desert.
You know, every time I have a worry, I told you last night, I think I overthink this. Every time I bring something up to you, it's all good. And she's a lot more easygoing than I give her credit for. A lot easier to go along with, and likes me. I have to remember that, because I just get in my head that she just wants to get rid of me. So silly.
Yeah, we were driving up here, and the guy that gave us a ride was like, It's the hardest part. I was like, I wish someone fucking told me that. It's like, it's I'll swallow a black fly. I don't know what you're talking about.
The water doesn't stink. You're choking. Stinky, you're literally dying.
I can save your life right now.
The desert has been beautiful and difficult and breathtaking in every way. And I'm so ready to leave it behind. It's time for a change.
If you're enjoying Through and want to support the podcast and me on my journey, become a subscriber, aka a trail angel, on Through Plus on Apple Podcasts or Patreon. There you'll find a community of fellow enthusiasts and all sorts of bonus content. Through is a co-production of Spoke Media and Q Code. This episode was produced by Kelly Kolf and Brigham Mosley with help from Carson McCain. The episode was written by Brigham Mosley, mixed by NPAL Audio. Our art is by Andrew Adams. Executive producers for Spoke are Aaliyah Tavakolian and Keith Reynolds. Executive producers for Q-Code are Steve Wilson, Dave Henning, and Rob Herding. Special thanks to Noah Heller and Ellie Katopish.
On a summer night, Douglas Wagg Jr. lay motionless across a strip of railroad tracks before being struck by an oncoming train. I'm investigative journalist Delia D'Ambra, and my investigation into exactly how Doug died took me into the depths of a bizarre mystery.
It was really hard to understand what was fact and what wasn't.
A mystery that has led me from one suspicious death to another. Listen to Counterclock now, wherever you listen to podcasts.